The only way to fail is to actually quit. If you dedicate, if you believe that you can truly make money doing this, you are going to show up. You are going to go all in on the vision and on the dream. And I can promise you, the actions that come from embodying the person who has a boom in business look a lot different than the person who is wondering if they can actually make money, questions if they're qualified, and has this weird belief that nobody wants to work with me. But if any of these fears are stopping you from even getting started, it's those fears you need to work through first. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified. I'm your host, Liv Chapman. I'm the co-founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School, where we help ambitious women turn their purpose into profit and ultimately have successful coaching businesses. Today's topic is very, very important because I'm going to teach you four things that you can stop doing today in order to actually get hired, to get your first client, to get your business up and running. These are four things that are not so tangible. Like if you go and Google how to get my first paying client as a coach, you are probably going to see a lot of how-tos, marketing, networking, selling, all of those action items. But if you don't clear these blocks that I'm about to share with you today, then none of that strategy is going to work. So you're going to want to clear these things first. They're often underlying fears that kind of sabotage any of the action that you're going to take, and you've got to get rid of them if you actually want to get paid. So the very first thing that you are kicking out of your vocabulary in order to be a successful coach is the fear or the belief that you are not qualified. Are you qualified? Genuinely, you do need to ask yourself that. The coaching industry is kind of the wild, wild west. There's not really any rules. There's not really any regulations. And pretty much anybody can slap coach on their Instagram bio and start selling coaching services. Now, of course, we don't recommend that. We believe in getting certified. We believe in training. We believe in being really, really great at what you do in order to be successful at it. Like, duh, it's literally any industry. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, but some people, the few people that got, you know, social media famous or whatever, those are exceptions often. Those are not the rule. It's not the norm. If you are counting on virility or fame to grow your business, then you're going to need a very substantial marketing budget, or you're going to need very famous friends. And if you have those, you don't need this video probably. But if you don't have those, then you're going to need a little bit more strategy, a little bit more day-to-day how-to, and you're going to need to be qualified. Here's the thing. If you are actually one of the wonderful humans who are trained, who are certified, or who are going through a coaching certification program, you are, give yourself a pat on the back, likely a lot more freaking qualified than half the people on the internet. So there's that. If you have years of experience, if you have a ton of professional experience in a related field, if you have people who are often coming to you for advice and saying how great you are, all of these things matter. Life experience matters. But if there is part of you that is feeling unqualified, that is absolutely blocking you from being taken seriously and ultimately getting hired. So you don't have to go to college and get a four-year degree or an advanced degree to become a coach. You do need some training. It is a skill. It is not something that just because you're great at giving advice, you technically know how to do. Now, there are going to be people that say, that's not true. I can do whatever I want. I can coach whoever I want. Legally, you're right. But is that happening if there is part of you that feels unqualified for the job? That's something that only you can answer. But there, if there is an inkling of your being, if there's any part of you that is questioning how legit you actually are, how qualified you actually are to be a coach, you either need to go learn the skills and get training or and certification, or have some pro bono and or take on some clients or pro bono clients and see if you can actually help them create results. Without those, you're just spinning your wheels, I guess. You have to have some proof of concept. in any business, whether it's a product or a service, to be successful, it has to work. It has to work. And I'm not saying it has to work for the people who don't actually put the effort into using it. Gym memberships are 100% effective if people show up to the gym. Protein shakes are effective if you actually drink them. Now, they're not going to work for people who don't actually do them. And it's the same for coaching. Most of the time, when you have clients who show up to the sessions, do the actions or commitments in between your sessions, where you're really monitoring their growth and their progress and accountability and all of that, they should see transformation. If that's not happening, maybe you aren't qualified, or maybe you just need to learn the skills. You need to get trained. So, all of that to say, if there's part of you that feels unqualified, you need to get right with that and readjust that feeling right away. It is not helping you get hired. It is not moving you forward. And it's palpable. It's palpable. If you don't feel like you're good enough for it, people can feel that. So get rid of that in order to get paid as a coach. The next thing that we need to move forward with. Also, I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but when you feel qualified, you are going to feel way more confident to post on social media, to reach out to leads, to show up at networking events, to pitch yourself to whatever, speaking events or community groups or workshops or whatever it is. You need to embody that feeling of I'm the freaking best. That's when all of those actions, all of those strategies that you Googled actually are effective.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Next one. The second fear. No one wants to work with me. First of all, I think you need a little self-love practice there. What had you becoming a coach with a belief that no one wants to work with you? Is it that no one wants to work with you, or is it that the people you are marketing to or talking to about coaching do not understand the value of it? That is something for you to think about. What if you put yourself out there and you get crickets? What if you put yourself out there and no one buys? That is not a reason to give up. That is a reason to look at what isn't working about this. Is it the messaging? Are you being awkward? Let's be straight up. You know people who are awkward on the internet, especially. How can you get more confident and have that belief that everyone wants to work with you? Or at least the 10 clients that you need in this world to hit your income goals or to be able to quit your job and go full-time in your business or whatever it means. You have to believe that the exact amount of people who you want to work with needs someone like you. Typically, the disconnect is that after a couple posts of maybe only your mom or your best friends liking it, you're like, oh, no one likes me. That's usually not the case. Usually, it's that you're getting the messaging wrong or you're messaging the wrong people. Those are all strategies that you can work on. Those are all things that you can do. But if you have this belief that nobody likes me or nobody wants to work with me, it doesn't matter how many strategies you are spoon-fed, your belief system is going to sabotage any potential outcomes of doing the damn thing. Okay? So you have to convince yourself that people want to work with you. And if you are not getting those external results, you're just going into detective mode to figure out why. Is the messaging off? Do I need to shift my being? Do I need to shift how I speak about what I do? Are people genuinely clear on the transformation that my coaching provides? That's really the key to everything. The key to everything is making sure that it's very clear the solution that your coaching gives to people or the problem that you solve. And I always say this, it has to be a problem that people are willing to pay to have solved. A problem that people are willing to pay to have solved. The next fear that you are going to get rid of in order to start getting paid in your business is this underlying belief that you won't make any money or this outward belief that you won't make any money, you cannot keep questioning whether your service is worth money. If you are wondering if your service is worth money, for one, you can go look at the market. The average certified and credentialed coach is making around $250 per hour. If there is part of you that feels unworthy of that, what is it? Are you actually trained? Are you legit? Do you have experience? Are you certified? Are you credentialed? That can be part of it. The other part of it to consider is, did you go into this with more of a hobby mindset, a little bit of a dabble? Are you dabbling in coaching to see if maybe this could be a thing that you do, but you don't really know? So you haven't fully, you know, you haven't went all in on it. You still have a plan B, or maybe you're actively living in the plan B. But if you're dabbling or testing things, you need to expect to get dabble results, test results. You're not going to get the full result of everything that you want if you're not going all in. And I shouldn't even have to explain that. But if you truly want to be paid and paid well for the work that you do, then you need to put that level of intention, that level of work, that level of time, that level of energy into it. You cannot expect to be paid a 6 or 7 figure salary when you are doing minimum wage level work on your business, meaning a few hours here, a few hours there, not really sure what to do. That is not going to be effective. You have to start treating your skill of coaching as a legit business so that you can actually start seeing that it is possible to make money from this skill, from this business. And the final fear that you have to get rid of is that the coaching industry is saturated. Walk down the bread aisle. There are so many different bread types, flavors, organic, non-organic, poison, as I call it in my home. There's rye, there's wheat, there's Italian, there's rolls, there's biscuits, there's Hawaiian bread. Every industry has a lot of options. You have to make it so clear on how you stand out and what you provide that people looking for exactly that can walk down the coaching aisle, aka typically social media, and say, that's the one I want. That's the one I need. So your goal is not to focus on what she's doing, what he's doing, what they're doing, but they're already famous and somebody more famous is doing what I want to be doing. Cool. Let them be your virtual mentor. Learn from them. Take their advice. Watch how they move. Watch how they show up. Watch the content they create or the actions that they take in their business. But do not let another person in a similar niche make you feel like you can't be in a similar niche. There's probably 50 different white breads in a bread aisle, and they're all there because someone is buying them. You have to release this crowded coaching industry. When I go to a social event or when I go to, let's be honest, like a bar or something, if I tell people what I do, they are so curious. They don't know anyone who does what I do. They've barely heard of that. You have to answer a lot of questions because there's a lot of misconceptions about the internet. But they are not inundated with a news feed full of coaching ads if they're not in the coaching industry. They're not inundated with a ton of suggested followers who are trying to sell you coaching. That is what you're getting on your social media because you're in this industry or you've been researching this space. You have to remember, normal people are not getting inundated with the same stuff you are. These are just some practical things that I'm offering you so that you can start breaking up that belief that the industry is saturated. It is not helpful. And listen, every day a new star is born. Every day a new star is born in the coaching industry, just like any other industry. Whether it's real estate, which could also be considered a saturated business, med spas, there's one on every corner now. I kind of love it. It's so convenient. But all of these places have to stand out for a certain reason. The ones that give up, of course, they will go out of business. It just goes back to the whole idea or the whole, this is really a truth. It's not an idea or a belief, but the only way to fail is to actually quit. If you dedicate, if you go all in, if you believe that you can truly make money doing this, like fear number 3 that we talked about, you are going to show up so much differently. You are going to take plan B off the table. You are going to go all in on the vision and on the dream. And I can promise you the actions that come from embodying the person who has a boom in business look a lot different than the person who is wondering if they can actually make money, feels like the industry is too saturated, wonders or questions if they're qualified, and has this weird belief that nobody wants to work with me. None of those are empowering. None of those say CEO. None of those say business owner. And quite honestly, none of those would make me want to hire you. So the message today is all of that strategy, which I have tons of videos on different strategies you can take and how to run your coaching business in 10 hours a week, right? Or how to get your first paying client, exact actions that you can do. But if any of these fears are stopping you from even getting started, it's those fears you need to work through first. And that starts by reframing your situation, getting out of your way or getting out of your head, getting surrounded by people who believe in you. Don't work in a vacuum in your business. Get supported, get in community. We have a beautiful community at IGC of coaches who are in training, out of training, who have been in business for years. You can learn more about that at innerglowcircle.com/membership. It's an extremely low-cost membership for coaches who just don't want to be working alone and let all of those negative thought spirals run their business. When what should be running your business is how amazing the transformation that you create with your clients is, how amazing your coaching is, how much of a leader you are, and how much the world freaking needs good women who do good work in the world. I hope this was helpful for you. If you know a new coach or someone who's dabbling in the coaching industry, but you know that they would freaking kill it if they went all in, please send them this video and maybe save this one or like it so you can come back to it on those days when you're questioning everything, which also is normal. I'll talk to you next time.